Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. In order for you to hang out with us in this awesome space, all that's required for you to do is sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. With it being January, top of the year, so many people are looking to mix things up in their lives personally and professionally. But when it comes to professionally, what seems to be number one on a lot of people's list is quitting. A lot of people are talking about quitting. A lot of people are making that a part of their goals for 2017. So I actually came across an article by a friend of mine, a friend to the show, by the name of Sable B, and the article is called Don't Be Stupid, Don't Quit Your Day Job. So of course, I had to chat with her about this. Now, if you don't know and are not familiar with Sable, she is the creator and founder of Real Brown Girls, which was started in February of 2014. Sable is a career strategist and facilitator helping women strategically advance in their respective areas of expertise. She is an in-demand thought leader creating a new narrative among professional women of color, and her mission is to see women living as opposed to simply surviving. So let's go ahead and hop into our conversation with Sable B and welcome her to the show. Hey, Sable.
Hey, hey.
All right. So don't be stupid. Don't quit your day job. You know,
it's so harsh when you read it out loud.
You know what? But it's not. It's real. And that's why I wanted us to chat about it, because a lot of what we talk about on this podcast is going to be, you know, about switching jobs, about pivoting, about quitting, essentially, and just about the life transitional moments and things that we go through to take us from one position in our lives to another. And we all know that a lot of this stuff starts with our personal development, but then it plays into our professional lives as well. So these are things that we need to touch on and we need to think about and be aware of. And for myself, I know that so many people think that quitting your job is the big answer to shaking up your life, but it's not. And we know that. And sometimes Amen. You need a plan. You know, you need a plan. And that's what you're talking about here. And you think you see other people quitting their jobs and having all of this success, especially on social media. But the reality is, do we know their reality? So I want to know, what really was the spark that prompted you to write this story?
I think it was a mixture of, okay, so I work with women who are looking for new jobs. That's my overall client. It's a brown girl who is either currently employed but wants to move elsewhere or unemployed. That said, in working with them, right, I ask them short-term goals, long-term goals, a number of questions. For the overwhelming majority of the clients I had last year, they all wanted to become entrepreneurs. And then when I ask them, cool, what do you want to do? What do you want to sell? Like, what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Less than like 20% had an answer. And in my head, I'm like, how this work though?
Right.
Like, you know you want to be an entrepreneur, but you don't have the slightest inclination of what you want to do. Girl, you don't want to be an entrepreneur. You want a hobby. There's a difference.
Right.
So there was that piece. And then the other piece was, like, this sounds crazy coming out my mouth, but like, I just feel like I'm well immersed in the Instagram black girl stratosphere, AKA I'm on everybody's profile and digging deep 102 weeks in. I'm looking at your website, I'm looking at your profile, I'm looking at your Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. And I just felt like everyone came out the gate 2016, an expert in online branding who was going to tell you how to quit their job. I was like, All right. And then all of a sudden, there are these popular publications interviewing some girls about how their income doubled and all this stuff. And I know some of these people. I'm like, wait, your husband take care of you. Wait, your father still pay for your gas. Wait, how are you telling them to quit your job, to quit their job, when your entrepreneurial endeavors aren't paying for your lifestyle, your family?
And that's key. That's key right there. And you said, in the story, let's just recap this for our listeners. You said it's time to end the fantasies and get realistic. Time to assess our individual situations and needs. Oh, and before I forget, we need to be honest with ourselves about our work ethic and career goals. Entrepreneurship is not for thin-skinned, fly-by-night people. If the grind's not in you, don't quit. Stay put. There's nothing wrong with working for someone else. Everyone cannot be the CEO, and even they report to someone. And you summed it all up, and you just really like hit the nail on the head, if you will, because there's this whole thing where people feel like they have to be this person because of what they see going on around them. And some of them, I don't think that they really realize how much work goes into this entrepreneurial
lifestyle. It's so much work.
Yeah.
It's so much work. And there's this idea that just because you read a feature on someone doesn't mean she told you the whole story.
Right.
You don't know the whole truth.
Right. So do you think that would you say that social media has falsely glamorized entrepreneurship?
Girl, glamorized. They have turned it into a competition of like, who's going to earn the Oscar for prettiest post. And it's just like, but what went into that post? Did you create your own post? Do you have a team? Like what's really happening behind the scenes?
Right.
No one sees that. We see these like 30 second, I guess Instagram gives you like a minute clip now. Like we see these minute clips, these 30 second IG story clips. And we are all putting together like this essay based on this person that we've never met in real life.
Right. And that's something that we need to be mindful of that as people watching, because, you know, we've heard it time and time again, but I don't know when we'll really start to internalize it and believe it, that social media is just a snippet of people's lives. It's not always the reality. It's not always the full picture. However, I do really appreciate, there's quite a few people, but they still remain in the minority. There's a few that really, really make their best effort to keep it real, to show you the gritty side, to show you what their days really look like. And I can appreciate that because it sort of lifts the veil a little bit. Like one of the YouTubers that I regularly watch, her name is Mimi Icon. Her and her husband, Alex Icon, created the 5-Minute Journal as well as...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them and that journal.
Yes, yes. Everyone loves that journal. And but that journal was second to them having this first business, Luxie Hair, which is a hair extension line, which did really, really well from the beginning. Like they made a profit right out of the gate. And so now when you watch their YouTube channels, like respectively, they chronicle their lives and they talk about things that they're doing and whatnot. But Mimi makes she's not shy about telling you, whether it be on YouTube or on social media like her Instagram, that, hey, life is not always pretty. There's hard days. I've battled through, she's talked about how she's battled through depression, how she's battled through different things in different times in her life where things seem to be going great on the outside. But in reality, there was somewhat of a mess. Or she felt a mess.
A hot mess, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just the real that I think that people sometimes don't either they don't share, or maybe we don't want to know it. You know, maybe they
think it's a blend. I think people don't share because you just don't. It puts you in a very vulnerable space. And it's like, how much of your business do you want someone to know? Two, I think people don't want to hear that, or they want to hear it after the fact. So it's like, oh, I was depressed, not like I am depressed.
Right.
Because I think that it allows for hope, but hope can be wrapped in realism. But I'm always like the humbug bump on the log. People are like, oh, you're a pessimist. Like, no, I just think logically and pragmatically, people. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. all. And sometimes my logical thought isn't with a smile on my face. I'm like, oh, that was not a good idea, girl. Stop.
Right. And so a few things that you say to consider when you're asking yourself, you know, so you don't make this stupid decision when you're asking yourself, should you quit? Is number one, and we'll go through, there's nine of them, and we'll go through them just so that everyone can have an idea of where you're coming from with this information. And number one is, do I have the savings and capital to financially cushion and position myself and my business just in case I don't become Auntie Oprah overnight? Okay, that's real. Number two, can my issues with my current job be resolved with another job or a pay increase? I thought that one was so clutch because a lot of times it's not the job, it's you. You might outgrow the job. You might be feeling some type of way about the management, whatever. But in any case, you have to assess what your exact situation is. So that's key.
Because some people stay at places too long, and it's like, yep, no one said you had to stay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can leave.
Sense. Yeah. Yeah. So number three is, do I actually want to work for myself, or do I just want greater job flexibility? That's a great question to ask yourself. And that goes back to ultimately, what type of career do you want? What do you want your career to look like? What do you want your lifestyle to look like? Because a lot of us, our jobs and our careers take up so much of our time that we want this freedom outside of it. And that's where
the
lure.
Entrepreneurship ain't going to give that to you right away.
Yeah, but that's where the lure from social media comes
yeah.
in, because you see people living these globe-trotting lifestyles and they're entrepreneurs.
Oh my God, they are all these stamps on these passports. I'm
right.
Well, can you adopt me? Because the way my budget's set up, I've got a plan far in advance to do all that in 1 year.
Yeah, and then there's things that you're not told about how some of these trips are achieved, you know.
Okay.
It might be financed through a sponsorship. It might be financed by daddy, for all you know. You don't know.
We don't
because
know.
If
don't
you don't know.
Know
this person personally, then it's really not your business to know either. So, okay, number four is, can my business idea replace my current salary with net profits? Cha-ching, bang, boom. That
and
one right
I
there, fist
like
to the face.
I had to say net because everyone wants to talk about growth. Like, for instance, I got all these student loans, right? So when you go to put in your information to figure out how much you have to pay, they don't ask you what you make after taxes. They ask you what you make before. It's like, bro, but you just took like $10,000. I'm a salary of 15, whatever, you know, tax bracket you fall in.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, that's the same with the business. Like, all right, so your goal might be to make 100K first year out the gate. Power to you. Do what you got to do, boo. But after your expenses and your business taxes, how much did you actually take home?
Right, right.
People
and that's,
don't want to do the math.
Yeah, and you need to figure out what your lifestyle consists of. And usually when you hear entrepreneurs talk about their startup days or their days bootstrapping, guess what? They are living like bare minimum. You know, they are scraping by, and it is either out of necessity because they don't have the money, or if it's out of circumstance because they know that they're trying to save as much as they can to put toward the business or invest in the business. Either
like
way, it's not a glamorous lifestyle.
Exactly. Like, how many people you hear for like the first 3 years, 5 years, they didn't take a salary?
Yeah.
So I always want to go, well, who fed you then? If you didn't take anything out of the company profits after all paperwork and bills were said and done, who fed you? How did you eat, sir, ma'am? Tell me. I really want to know. Peanut butter and jelly? Oodles and noodles? What was it?
What was your diet? Tell me. Right. So the next one is, am I an innovator or an entrepreneur? Very key as well. Next up, do I have the stamina to run a business long term? Not just short term, but long term. Because right now it looks fancy and good, but long term, will you still want to work this hard for your business? That's a great question. Next up, am I willing to work long hours and weekends? Weekends are included. People don't realize that. And a great way to think of this is, you see people that are on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on whatever it is, showing you you their lives, and they have this entrepreneurial lifestyle. Guess what? They don't turn it off on Saturday and Sunday when you're off.
No, they don't.
Right? So you have to think about that. They're still on. They're on 24/7 if they want to keep your attention and maintain this certain status level that they've now created for themselves. Next up, what is the number one reason I want to work for myself? And that is the last question that you tell people to consider before just quitting their day job. And that is a key question. You have to know your why. What's your why? Because that, a lot of times, that has to get you through, right?
Because if it's superficial, you might as well not start.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people that have made it, and I don't mean like the Auntie Oprahs and divinities of the world. I mean Beyonce right now when I say divinity because people are obsessed over her. But like, besides folks like that, Dom aside rather, like, everyone tells you the motivation wasn't necessarily money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might have been a piece of it, but that wasn't the overarching motivation. So if your why is trash, no shade, just, well, hashtag subtle shade, you might as well stay put wherever you are because it's not going to work.
Right, right.
Just you like have a lot of profiles and companies, businesses, blogs, I don't know what umbrella you want to throw them under, but they'll follow me on Real Brown Girls, and I'll look at them. I won't follow right away. I will seriously like take a screenshot or write their profile down in like a note in my phone. I'll go back in 6 months just to see, are you still doing what you said you're doing? Go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your why?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that too, because on Life According to Her Instagram account, we feature other women. And when I've gone through and just looked back at posts that have featured some small businesses, some women that are doing what I thought to be doing great things in their space, their account is gone. And I know and I know that things can get hard, but that's just giving us all a reality check. Like, look, nothing is guaranteed. Things may shift, things may change just the same way that they will in a traditional corporate career or just a traditional career or any other job. It's like things may change, things may shift. Someone may call your number and call your desk line and you've now, you know, relocated to a whole new company. That is the nature of it. But when you relocate to another company, there's a security that you have. You don't know what this person's story is who was once running this business and all over social media, and now they're vamoose, gone, never to be heard from again.
Gone completely. You know? Like, and then it's like, okay, maybe you changed your social media handles, but when your website tells me that this domain is up for sale.
Exactly.
We can't pretend like you rebranded. No, you're gone.
No. And it's like, we all want to see people win. We want to, especially our women, we want to encourage each other. We want to say, go, you can do it. But we also want to be realistic about things too, because none of us want to set ourselves up for failure. We want to set ourselves up in a way that we can thrive and be successful and potentially bring other people on board. And that's a part of the reason why I thought that this discussion was so crucial, because as we go into a new year, everybody's thinking what they want to do different in the new year, how they're going to be their best in 2017. And for some people, being their best, they're thinking that means I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to let it all go. And I'm going to be the best entrepreneur that I can possibly be. And sometimes it takes people like us to say, hey, let's be realistic, though. You know, you can do that. That's great. But what's your idea? What's your ambition? What's your why?
What's your plan?
How many books have you read about it? Who's your market? Who's going to buy this stuff from you? Who are you talking to? Who's listening? Are people already
listening? You want to do this till you die? What are you doing?
Yeah. These are things that we need to know. And you brought up another good point at the top of the article that pretty much talked about marketers being all up in your inbox, which we know that they do. And some people, I'm on their list just to be nosy, to be honest. I know that they're never going to sell to me. I just want to be nosy and see what they're talking about. But you're right. There's all these different opt-ins about branding courses and this and that. And what I'm curious to know your thoughts on How many of these people do you think are setting people up for a true entrepreneurial career or more like a multi-level marketing career?
See, I can't say that and still have, like, my unadulterated, unfiltered answer is it's just not appropriate, right? but I'm also a very inappropriate communicator on the average. So, you know, it just comes with a grain of salt. That said, I'll put it to you this way. The first course you buy on Instagram or from someone on Instagram that is at a relatively expensive price, 200 plus course, that's going to teach you how to brand. That's on the person. Whatever you're supposed to learn, cool. But by the time you bought the second or third course, so you didn't have this 18th consultation and you're not where you thought you would be, we can't no longer blame them. They're hustling you and you're allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the first, what is it back in the day? Or like the first time, blame them. Second time, about a third time, you're the fool.
Yeah.
However, yeah. It's nicer than that. But essentially, that's what it is. Like, by the third time, you're the fool. And it's not to say you're buying three courses and two courses or whatever. But if you thought you were going to learn how to be an entrepreneur from a self-titled expert DIY course, you were already doomed foolish from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how any of this works.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot more groundwork and study and interest in digging in than just taking an e-course.
Basically. And then my thing is, like, so with the marketing, and like in the beginning of the article, I talked about the marketing aspect of it. And that's because I grew up in a marketing household. Like, that's what my mother has done for 40 years now. And she's been really good at it. Some huge campaigns that people have seen, she was the spearhead of it. So she knows, I've heard that language growing up, so I know how they're targeting people. But at what point do you decide, like, I'm going to be a knowledgeable customer? Like, I don't have to buy it just because they're talking to me. Like, what can I go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon to the book section and buy on my own?
Mm-hmm.
For, like, I don't know, 100% less. Like, mm-hmm. You could go buy a $19.99 book and learn far more than you are going to learn from this DIY course from a person who just graduated 3 years ago and hasn't really done what she's teaching you how to do. How does that make sense?
Right. I always say, look, you know, I don't claim to be an expert, but I have experience and there's just certain things I know, right? I've also worked in the corporate world. I've had my fair share of jobs before I took on this independent freelance lifestyle, if you will. And I know that there are certain core skills that you have to have and that can be developed. Even if you have this natural talent, there are certain skills that can be developed.
But you still have to nurture.
Yes.
Like there are definitely some people out there with natural talent. And then there's some people out there with the natural talent to hustle you.
There it is. Exactly.
And those are the people I want you to avoid, like I said, at the end of the article, so you don't get duped. Like, recognize who you should be learning from and shadowing and trying to mirror what they do but make it authentic to you. And then who you should be like, girl, bye. You don't know what you're talking about. Or pull out your resume. What have you done?
Yeah. I bet if a lot of people who were, and two things. If a lot of people who were selling courses and offering coaching and stuff had to produce their resume to say, yes, you are qualified. No, you're not qualified. Because most of us, before you go to any legitimate job interview, you have to supply them with your resume. So before you take my $1,000, my G4 course, you should have to supply me with your resume. What have you done? Let me know what have you secured and what have you secured not only for yourself, but also for other people, because there's all these different ways and shapes and forms that this can come about. And part of the reason we're talking about it, and I love that we are talking about it, is because I want to make people aware. I want people to be smarter about the decisions that they're making when it comes to their lifestyle and their career. Exactly. It's your coins. And guess what? Even though some of them tell you that they may have a money back plan, you don't want to take the chance that they don't. that they do, they say they do, but they don't. Who are you going to run down and chase down for your money? You don't want to have to call up Judge Judy and get on TV to try to get your coins back. You don't
want to. Oh, no, that's tacky. We're not doing that. We're not
exactly.
About that.
So you just want to be smart.
People not support you with that.
Exactly. You want to be smart before you even get to that place. So a part of being smart is doing your research on this person, finding out where do they come from, what qualifies them to be who they are. And if you can't find enough information online, but you're still extremely interested, email them, ask them. If you're about to spend what is a significant amount of money to you, or even if it's not that significant, it's just your money. If you're about to spend money with someone, you should feel perfectly comfortable saying, hey, just wanted to reach out. I'm thinking about taking your course, and I love it if you can send me a copy of your most recent resume.
And guys, testimonials don't count, right? So
no.
I use testimonials to attract business, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, a testimonial is a people. I could write my own testimonials if I wanted to. I don't, but I could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So especially if there's no picture attached to it, you don't even know if that testimony is real or not. So when you're asking for a resume and they send you a link to the testimonial page, reply and then go, oh no, there was a misunderstanding here. I meant your resume, like a
your
word.
Professional word. Resume.
Exactly. Your professional resume, not testimonials.
Exactly. And if they're not willing
people,
to.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if they're not willing to supply that for you, that
girl,
should be a red flag. It should be a red flag.
You got to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crossing your T's, it's dotting your I's, because we should make that. I feel like that would go viral, like your coins matter or my coins matter. but I'm not going to spearhead that. But if you did it, I'd start using the hashtag.
Your coins
but
matter.
But like, it's like the fact that your coins matter and your dreams matter. You have to be willing to take responsibility to do the research. Like, there are
right.
no shortcuts.
And your time matters. Because if you pay them your money and you find out that it was all fugazi and all for naught, then you wasted your money and you wasted your time. Why?
Guys,
when you could have been doing something else. Yeah.
Speaking about a fugazi, so I signed up for one of these courses just because I had watched enough little webinars with the opt-in and the sales funnel that I mentioned in the article. So I just wanted to see what this particular person's course was about, for real, on the inside. And there was like a 3-day, it was a real short get your money back type thing. So I did it. I even put in my calendar, like, email, cancel this. So I looked in there. It was stuff you could have Googled on your own if you weren't being lazy. And I'm calling people lazy because I'm tired of people thinking that there are shortcuts to this. Especially if the entrepreneurial thing is what you want to do, then you need to accept and like take a vow before God, Allah, Buddha, whoever it is that you pray to, if you pray at all, that there are no shortcuts to this. Because everything that, and this was a $1,000 course. There was nothing in there that you could not have found from a 20 to 30 minute Google search. And that's literally 20 to 30 minutes because you're reading a couple different links to just to get the overall gist of what's happening here.
Right.
Like the first article would have sufficed, but you know, you got to look at like at least 5 or 6 and skim through. Like that's what that $1,000
you're researching.
Was.
Yeah, you're diligently researching. You're doing your research. But, you know, when you decide, first thing is you should know that nothing worth having comes easy or for free. We all should know that by now. Most things require hard work. Most of the people that we see with success or that we see in some position that is potentially enviable, guess what? It required some hard work to get there. And we're not talking about the people who things were just given to them. We don't count them. We're talking about the people that we know that they were not born into this. They had to work for this. You know that it took some long days, some late nights, some researching. And I was actually having a conversation with someone yesterday about this, and they were talking about starting their own business. And I said, look, you have to know your business better than anybody else, and you have to be willing to know everything that you need to know going in before you even start investing money. So for those who are still working and still have the luxury of a paycheck coming in once a week or every 2 weeks, use that time to your advantage. That's when you do your research. That's when you figure things out. That's when you plan. So at the
on their dime.
Exactly. So, and even if it's not specifically on their dime, like you're sitting at the desk, like I really hope that you're sitting at your desk right now listening to us chat on this podcast. But even if that's not when you're listening to it, if you're listening at home while you're working on your own, but you know you're getting up tomorrow and still going to your job to collect a check, that's great because you have that cushion. You're giving yourself an opportunity to make a way and make a plan and potentially make some mistakes. Because that's also the reality that a lot of people don't really put attention on and shine a light on, because most people don't want to dwell on their mistakes, but mistakes happen. Everybody messes up. Most people go through a couple different businesses before they finally get to the idea or the thing that really works. So a part of the reason that, you know, this conversation is crucial for everyone to have, because right now it's very trendy to be an entrepreneur. It's the it thing. It's like you said,
so trendy.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like if you have a 9-to-5, you know, people are turning their nose up, but no.
And finding ways to call you whack.
Yeah. But no, you're secure. Now let's be clear though, being a side hustler, having a side hustle, applaud, happy to applaud that all day long, because you're now working in the best of both worlds, and you're laying a foundation for yourself. You're testing the waters out and you're trying to see, is this something that I really want to do? Does this have longevity? That's the smartest way to go.
Oh, and you mentioned something that made me think of another thought. So with the whole trendy thing, folks like to act like if you have a 9-to-5, your job's not secure, right? And like, that's one of the triggering language that they use to market these entrepreneurial webinars and courses and things of that nature, is like, if you're an entrepreneur, your income is secure. No, it's not.
Because it may come in waves, especially
in
depending
waves.
On your business model. You
and
may get paid.
On your field?
Yeah.
Industry?
Yeah.
It's hot seasons and cold seasons.
Yeah. So we're not saying all of this to scare people. We're saying all of this to give you the real. If you have
no,
if you
I'm
have
trying
friends,
to scare you. No, let me stop.
I'm not trying to scare you. Ayana is not trying to scare you, okay? Because I want people to live out their dreams. I want them to explore. I want them to see what's out there. But I know that a lot of times when you have these ideas about being an entrepreneur or even being a side hustler and kind of doing your own thing or striking out on your own and trying things, sometimes people that are around you, they don't understand and you can't talk to them about it and they just don't quite get it, what you're saying. I'm here to tell you that we get it. Sable and I get it. We've been there. We understand it. We're in the mix of it all. So that's why we're speaking to you almost like from a big sister perspective, because we don't want you to fall into this trap of get like me, and then you end up finding yourself got. Okay?
Got in. Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Nobody is safe.
Right. We don't want that to happen to you. So I wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, you do help women with career coaching, Sable, and you help preparing them for, you know, advancing in job opportunities and stuff. So that, and your business is going well. So I want to say to that, the 9-to-5 wow. life is still probably real for many, right? It's still,
it's real for most.
Yeah. And many people try to downplay it like, you know, everybody's working for themselves. That's real for a lot of people.
Put it this way, Fortune 500 company, right, where if you make it to the top, you're swimming in dough. Like you can just go to bed on a bed of cash. and they still don't have that many brown faces. And when I say brown, I mean if you identify as Chicana or Black, Hispanic, Asian, South Asian, like whatever it is. So it's like there's nothing wrong with working for yourself, but there's still all these ceilings that the glass ain't been shattered to yet. And mm-hmm. there's women who, if you want to be like the pop star of Wall Street, no shade, but the way things are structured right now, that's really not happening on your own. That's still happening in a traditional route. if you want to be the lawyer of lawyers, you can definitely start your own firm. But at some point, everyone who started their own firm was an associate at someone else's firm to learn the ropes before they stepped out on their own. Even doctors. You want your own practice. Cool. But they still had to study under somebody else while they're sitting for their boards and doing their residencies and et cetera. So it's like, even if the long-term goal is entrepreneurship, they still are learning their skills under traditional umbrellas of business. They're not going away.
Right. And you know what we call that? Paying your dues. You're paying your dues.
You gotta pay them. There's no shortcuts.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to let no surgeon operate on me who's self-taught from YouTube DIY videos.
Exactly.
That's not about to go down.
And then end up on Inside Edition with a botched surgery.
You're about to be on botched with the two doctors from the Housewives show. And they're going to be like, why didn't you go to them? And I'm going to be like, because they were cheaper. Like, that's
I saw a video on YouTube. They were the best.
Okay. Like,
everybody vouched for them. No.
It's just not okay.
No. Well, I'm glad that we have had a chance to get really candid with people about what quitting your day job really looks like and how to be prepared for it. Just some things to think about. So thank you so much for A, writing this article, and B, for spending a little time with us. Appreciate you.